You're listening to the Family of Te Geta podcast. A message from Aya. If love could speak.
Beloved ones of my heart, we might agree that the word love is misused and not sincere at times. Some would say that this word is used too much. Others would say it is never enough. This communication is much deeper than words. Everyone hears phrases such as the world needs love, find the love, or even we are love. But what if love itself could speak? What would it say? How can I assist you in hearing from love? I will do my best to become love for you now. Listen as I express from my being. I am love. I hold you now no matter who you are. No matter what you have done, you belong with me. As I have waited for you to remember our moments, I have gently reached out many times. I will never stop my visits to your heart. Listen as I tell you things that you forgot. Let go of the opinions of others. Let go of your opinions of yourself. The beauty of your essence covers timelessness in the higher realms. I have journeyed with you to this place once again. We are more than close. I am part of you. We cover all relationships and stories together. I am your friend, your partner, your parents, and your children. I am the eyes of your pet, the water you drink, and the mountains you climb. I am the depth of the ocean and the voices that sing in magnificent harmony. I am within the laughter you enjoy and the tears that you cry. I am love. I love you now and always. Remember me. I speak that I would not take away all of your problems, for each perceived moment is showing you the strength and resilience of being. I would gently help you stand if you ever felt alone. Then I would stand back and watch you smile and flourish in your own light. I would direct your path of knowing that serving others is aligning with me. For I give endlessly, and the result is more love. I grow and expand into galaxies, and light spreads among all life that I touch. I have shown you throughout all waking dreams that a broken heart allows more compassion. I comfort you in each sorrow and rejoice with you as I am found again in your heart. I have covered your experiences with a lens of grace so that you know you are never alone. I always open a path for everyone. You are here now. You made it through everything. I give you what is needed and not always what you want. But the astonishing outcome of this love is that you will know this is best. Only love could give you this depth of power and softness together. See me in all things. I am here. I am in stillness and quietness. I am with your breath as you commune with me. I am spirit and I created all things. I speak through the ethers and colors explode in sound. I rejoice when souls change densities and stories. I touch the face of babies as they are born. I move and live and have my being in thunder and rain. I melt snow and ice with my touch. I hold the little birds until they can fly. I see the motherships and I join them in light. I am. Love one another with a new understanding. Become love and know me in a new way. I am within reach of every soul and every particle of existence. Ignore me and I will remain close by as I wait for you once more. I am love. I would tell you that I can be trusted. I am never leaving you. I hold you in a strength and sweetness that will carry the stars and all that exists. Lean on me and find yourself. Let love be your life. Love will give you everything. Aniki Maia, I love you so. Aya.